you've got to. They have been a major factor, as major a factor in the development of the field as virtually anything. And they're wonderful people to talk to. And I would recommend that you talk to Peter Katona or Miles Gibbons or Ruth Whitaker Holmes or Bert Holmes. Some people down there to talk to. There are trends, obviously, and, and the first trend that really hit this department was a leader, and really still is a leader, in physiological modeling. Well, the type I've done, the auditory system, we've done a lot of it in the cardiovascular system, which is how I found out about David Zelowitz after we separated from each other at MIT. I've done a lot of modeling, both modeling and experimental work, and the vestibular system, the balance system, and other systems. And that's really how the department made its name in the 70s and early 80s. And we were really, in some senses, unidimensional, in that we didn't have many people working on instrumentation, and imaging was not an issue at the time. Had not become a trend. And about the middle 80s, we began to get into things like biomedical instrumentation and imaging. And the trend went very far, very fast, to the point where all the graduate students coming in the department wanted to do imaging. And in particular, magnetic resonance imaging, because we had a very strong group built up really around one person in this department and an army of people in the radiology department, which is has been a very research-oriented department. And I think what made our program unique in imaging was the fact that the people in biomedical engineering who were attacking the imaging problems knew the biology. And that gave them a great advantage. And they were working hand in glove with the radiologists.
Yeah, that would be a big advantage, it seems to me, when there's a strong radiology.
That's right. And it wasn't like they were engineers coming at a problem in biology. They were biomedical engineers coming at a biomedical problem. From both sides. And it's been very interesting to watch the evolution of imaging students who come into the department, even our imaging faculty.